You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, 15th, I think, something like that, of August. And I hope you're well. I hope you had a nice weekend. I had just an absolute marathon of stories to catch up on this weekend, and I don't know if you're paying attention to the site, honestly, this is the most that I've ever published in a 24-hour period. I didn't actually sleep most of Friday into Saturday, or much of Saturday into Sunday either, for that matter. So there was a lot of stuff to post. I was deluged with stories that I'd been kind of nurturing and whatnot, and then there were some other things that happened and unexpected things. So hopefully you're catching up on that. It was a lot. It was a lot to post. And I'm pretty exhausted from it, but I wanted to make this podcast because I need to call attention to the story that I posted about a new master, Kyle. the story is on the site. It's called Blasts from the Past, and it involves a 60-year-old alpha named Master Kyle, who, I mean, I'm going to talk about this a little bit, but it's one of the most incredible stories that I've ever gotten to publish on the site, and I encourage everyone to read it. It's going to blow your mind. In fact, he's updated me since I published it with some more information that is equally mind-blowing, so I definitely encourage everyone to check that out because it's going to be a feature, I think, on the site. Anyway, let me get into this a little bit. First of all, before I get started, I heard from Master Dino, a very long post from him, an email from him, and it's the most controversial thing that I've ever read, and I'm not even sure that it's going to see the light of day on this website. Lord knows I've published controversial things on the site before, but I just can't even imagine the flack that I will receive if I were to ever publish it. I don't know, but I just want to tell you that I am in contact with Master Dino, and I don't even know what to do with this post. It's really, really inflammatory. So but anyway, I digress. So, Master Kyle, the story goes this way, okay? If you haven't read the post, okay? If you're just too fucking lazy to read, all right? Then I guess I need to tell you the story. Back on July 4th, I published a post from a faggot. A faggot wrote to me asking me to publish an open letter on the site about an alpha that used him years ago. The alpha's name is Scott Dobbins, okay? And I don't usually do this, okay? I don't like open letters. You know, I don't like to, you know, if I published every little thing that faggots asked me to publish on the site, it would just be this a clogged mess, like the most incoherent classified section of all time. So I don't really like to do this very often, but I thought, in this case, I thought the letter was intriguing enough and the idea was intriguing enough that I thought, well, fuck it. And so I just went ahead and published it. And I thought, if anybody ever responds, if this Scott Dobbins responds, well, it would be really awesome. Well, a couple of days ago, in the comments section of the site, I saw a message from a response, an anonymous response from an alpha who claimed to know Scott Dobbins and had significant details about Scott Dobbins. And so I was like, holy fuck, this worked, you know? And so I reached out to the alpha through the comments section, not knowing if he would respond, and he did. And we had a back and forth email exchange that was so just extraordinary to me. And you can read what he said, but anyway, he and Scott Dobbins were friends in San Francisco years ago, and they would use faggots, you know, indiscriminately, like alphas do, okay, right? They were part of an alpha pack, you know, and they would share faggots and, you know, whatever. I mean, it was just, you know, it's San Francisco, you know, come on. But they had a falling out, apparently over a boy. You know, this happens sometimes too, right? Alphas will fight over property rights and things like that. But they haven't talked in years. What I discovered in Master Kyle, who is an apex alpha, bar none, okay? Even at 60, he's going to turn 60 soon. So, you know, he's an older alpha. But he, 10 years ago, he met a young faggot, I guess, named Connor. And Connor was, I guess, 20 years old and in college when Master Kyle first laid eyes upon him. And Master Kyle basically, you know, Connor was in the closet, you know, and Master Kyle made him his faggot, you know. And 5 years ago, Master Kyle married Connor. And they're a couple, you know, an alpha faggot couple. And for all intents and purposes, even though there's a marriage there, Connor serves as Master Kyle's faggot, okay? Connor's 30, Master Kyle's almost 60. 30 years difference in age doesn't mean a thing, okay? It's as hierarchical as it gets. And it's interesting to hear him describe Connor and the way he lusts after Kyle or Connor and how much Connor craves his master, his husband slash master, right? You know, people often ask me, can an alpha and a faggot fall in love? Can they get married? Well, I mean, we already know the answer to that question. I mean, it has happened. In fact, this website, fagsworshipalphas.com, has been involved in a couple of hierarchical weddings. So, yeah, it happens. Master Dino is married to his faggot, Jamie, right? And they've been married for a long time. And Master Kyle and Connor are going to be probably married, you know, for the rest of their lives. So, yeah, it happens. But Sam, you told us not to fall in love. Well, the thing is about that, you can fall in love with your alpha, but he has to make those first moves, okay? You can't be demanding relationship status with an alpha. It has to just develop, okay? I mean, in all these cases, you know, Master Dino, Master Kyle, these men, you know, made all the moves. The faggot was just going along and doing what it's supposed to do. So that's the key, you know. But it's how can I put this? Well, what struck me so much about the Master Kyle story, and the reason why I think it's so important, is because it proves without a shadow of a doubt that hierarchy is real. It is it's very natural. It is has been around forever. It's not some construct from the internet, okay? It's not some fetish that, you know, was created on a Tumblr blog or in a Reddit forum, okay? Master Kyle was living this truth before the internet, okay? He was just doing what comes naturally to apex alphas. Do you understand? So, you know, he didn't need fagsworshipalphas.com to tell him what he is or what he's entitled to. He already knew that because he was born that way. So alphas out there, the urges that you have, the feelings that you have, you are absolutely entitled to have those feelings. You're entitled to have whatever you want in life. And you just need to take it, you know. And for faggots out there, it's perfectly natural how you feel about serving men. And you just need to submit and serve and follow that instinct because it's natural and it's good, okay? So that's the one thing that I really was struck by, because, like, and Master Kyle mentions this in one of his emails. He said, you know, I didn't know anything about, you know, fags and alphas the way I do now. I was just following my instinct, you know. And so that's the key. Hierarchy is about natural male urges. You know, natural men in their basic state, without society's, you know, expectations placed on it, just the natural man. And that's what I think is so beautiful about it, you know. Men are amazing, amazing animals, amazing creatures, you know. They're just the gods of our world. There are no words really to can properly describe them, you know. And I just, I don't know. When I talk to a man like Master Kyle or Master Dino or Master Nick or California Alpha, you know, these great, you know, just overwhelming alpha males, you know, you're just really struck by how different they are, you know, and how natural it is for them to be the way they are. And, you know, lots of people would probably say that Master Kyle's situation is wrong or unnatural or whatever. They don't understand men. Okay. So, Master Kyle is, he's like the distillation of hierarchy. He is the definition of it. You know, if there was a definition of an apex alpha male and a faggot, it would be Master Kyle and Connor, or Master Dino and Jamie. These are, we put labels on these things and we describe them because they're true. You know, these things exist in nature, you know, and that's what I just really appreciate about Master Kyle's story. I really encourage everyone to read that story and to meditate on it, because I think that you know, well, here's another thing too. Like, when I've always talked about there's no difference between a gay alpha and a straight alpha, I mean it, okay? And Master Kyle, who is a gay alpha, a gay apex alpha, and Master Dino, who is a straight apex alpha, they both react the same way. You see, their actions are very similar. And their attitudes are very similar. And you can just see that there's just this level of manhood that's far above other males. Very powerful, you know, charismatic. And it doesn't matter what their sexuality is. All that matters is that male urge that's so basic to both, you know, and it's the same in both. And I think in terms of just studying hierarchy, both of those examples are very powerful, and I encourage everyone to read. I really encourage people to read that Master Kyle story. It is, it's one of the real works on this website. I'm very, very proud of that post and the magical way that it came to me, honestly. So it was just meant to be, you know. anyway, and I'm also grateful to that faggot who I can't seem to find him anywhere, but the faggot that asked me to post about Scott Dobbins, thanks, faggot, I guess. It turned out okay. I don't know, for whatever reason, I posted it, and it really worked out really well. So anyway, this is just kind of a strange podcast episode. I just had to talk about this some more because I just have to underline it as many times as possible. Read this article because it's one of those articles that I'm going to call back to again and again, no matter where I am writing about hierarchy. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you have a nice week. I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya. Bye.